Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
First and 10 this time on the far hash at the Bengal 44. Mahomes, clean pocket. Going long, left, and it's caught! Left side, touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs go for a 44-yard bomb, and it goes to number 4, Rashi Rice, down the far sideline. That is the 100th touchdown pass at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium for Patrick Mahomes. Leo Chenal in a 4-point stance, digging in at left half. Carson Steele, a flip burn set. They give a fake it to him and a quick pass. Right side, touchdown! Kansas City, Wanyama Morris, big man, touchdown! Let him eat! And the offensive line deserves that drive and that TD. Wanyama Morris, a touchdown reception from Mahomes, and the Chiefs can take the lead. Cincinnati 3 of 9 on third down. They have third and 10 here. Joe Burrow at his own 34-yard line. Burrow takes the shotgun snap, pressured up the middle, and they're going to grab him and pull him down. As Mike Dannon and Tershawn Morton, now the ball's out. They say this is live. It's picked up by Shamari Connor. He goes to the 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Matt Ariza will be the holder. The ball is in the center of the field. James Winchester will snap it. The Chiefs are down 25-23 at 3 seconds to go in the game. It's the Bengals and the Chiefs. Why would you think it would be anything different than this? A 51-yarder officially to try to win it by Butker. 25-23 Cincinnati. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Leg through. It is high enough and it is good! Kansas City! Harrison Butker, another clutch kick against the Bengals. And the Chiefs win it at the buzzer, 26-25. And the Chiefs go to 2-0 on the year.
And it's a victory
Monday. Yeah, baby.
Here on 96.5 The Fan. Plesko and Dusty.
Suck it, Bengals.
Matt. That's how you like Mondays to be, whether you love it or not. And I had a very, very close discussion with myself on the way here.
And I said to myself, Dusty, would you rather see the Chiefs win 42-10, or would you rather see the Chiefs win like that against the Bengals? I think I'd take the way they won yesterday every single time. Yes.
Who's the 42-10 win against, though?
I'm just saying, like, you know.
If I'll take the 42-10
like,
win.
We were in the scripts saying there was going to be a blowout.
Yep.
No, I'm not saying that I'm right. I was wrong. I thought this game was going to be a blowout. I thought they were going to win by 20. I thought it was going to be a slaughter. I thought the Bengals were a little off. They played their best game of the year, and they still lost. They had an opportunity to win that game multiple times, and they still lost. And I don't care what people have to say. I understand that everybody's going to say, oh, well, here's the deal. Like, thing is, like, that's not pass interference. No, that's pass interference.
It's clear pass. I cannot believe that's a discussion point. I cannot believe people are talking
about
that.
I think the problem that, and we will dissect this game all the way up till 10 o'clock until Alex Gold comes rushing here 7 seconds after our show is over. And
seven is the record, right? We've timed it, yes.
That's the longest it's taken him to come into this studio.
Yes.
And I think that the reason the Chiefs are always scrutinized with penalties is because of when they happen, not how they happen. Philadelphia game in the Super Bowl. Clearly a pull on Juju Smith-Schuster's jersey.
Clear penalty.
We all saw it. You just didn't like it because it was at the end of the game.
I don't understand that rationale either. It's a bad time to call that penalty. A penalty's a penalty, regardless of what time of the game it is.
Because Cam Taylor-Britt had probably one of the sickest interceptions I've ever
incredible.
Seen.
Incredible. That was insane.
The man did it. And then his quarterback fumbled and the Chiefs scored after that interception. Not our fault.
Right.
And then at the very end of the game, the Bengals could have sealed it and Joe Burrow got sacked because Steve Spagnuolo is a genius. And when he's holding aces, you think he's holding 7-2. I don't. And not only that, but our left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs got called for illegal hands to the face on 4th and 6. At the most crucial time of the game, I think a lot of people probably sat back and goes, oh, man, I don't know if Pat can get us out of this one.
Oh, you should have sensed the crowd. People yeah. were like starting to maneuver out of their seats. Like people were starting to make that break, Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pass interference happens, and everybody's like, here we go.
And if you want to sugarcoat it and say the Chiefs get all the calls, if you were at home and you weren't at the game like Bob was, you could have clearly seen that when they called pass interference, and Mac, I think you were there as well, right? Everybody's there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you didn't see the game on TV, when they called pass interference on Trent McDuffie on Jamar Chase, that was one of the worst pass interference calls
of
the entire
day. I thought that was a bad call. Like, that was a terrible call.
Chase pulled him down.
Terrible call. That should have been offensive pass interference, if anything, at that point in time.
And then there was another play throughout the game as well where there was, I think, a PA call, or it could have been a pass interference call on Cincinnati that they did not call, which was blatant. It just so happens that that happened at the end of the game in a key situation, and it was clearly pass interference. There's too many standstills. But, again, not to argue that. The Chiefs got away with one. I'll give you that. They did everything they could have to lose this game. And they might have lost more than they won in this game because the Isaiah Pacheco thing doesn't look great.
It doesn't look real good, no.
And I know you've got people and stuff in your building, and I've seen some stuff that I've looked at, and I've seen anywhere, it could be anywhere from, like, 3 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And crutches leaving the game.
Right. And we can get into the Pacheco thing as the morning rolls along and we start to gather more information on that. They should have something fairly soon, I would imagine. I know they're expecting this morning to have the information, you know, on Isaiah Pacheco. But for me, I mean, it's a win over a team that is allegedly one of your top competitors in the NFL. And we're 2 weeks now into the NFL season. The Chiefs are 2-0, wins against the Ravens and wins against the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you would have talked to anybody before the start of the season and said, hey, you're going to start 2-0 against the Ravens and the Bengals when that schedule came out, everybody would have signed up for it. We wouldn't have cared how that happened and how they got to 2-0. It was all about getting to 2-0, and they found a way to do it. And I think what we're going to continue to see, and I know people may not want to hear this and not want to understand this, but the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. And it's not even close. And the reason I say that is because they fight tooth and nail and have to battle everybody's best effort. The Baltimore Ravens, who Isaiah likely said, we'll see you in the playoffs, just fell to the Oakland Raiders on Sunday afternoon. They put forward their best effort that they have available, and they still lost to the Chiefs. The Cincinnati Bengals yesterday put together the best possible effort they could have put together, and they still lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are continuing to find ways to win while they're playing in everybody else's Super Bowl. That was a big-time game for Baltimore. That was a big-time game for Cincinnati. They threw out all the stops. They did everything they possibly could, and they still ended up losing both of those football games, and the Chiefs are 2-0. In fact, the Chiefs have won 8 straight football games right now over the likely opponents of everybody that's good in the National Football League. Their last 8 wins: Bengals, Ravens, 49ers, Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Chargers, Bengals. Think about that run that the Kansas City Chiefs have been on. Since that Christmas Day loss, they have not lost a game and beat the Ravens a couple of times, the Bengals a couple of times, the 49ers, the Bills, the Dolphins, and some say the Chargers are a good team, the only one that's going to be able to challenge, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. What this team is doing right now is unbelievable. And in the NFL, as much as we like to talk about 35-0, and as much as we thought they were going to blow out Cincinnati, we need to understand Chiefs never cover, first of all. Second of all, the Kansas City Chiefs have to play their best effort every single day because their opponent is playing their Super Bowl every single day. And what this team is doing right now and having to play up to that level every single week with no freaking break, no matter who they're playing, it's absolutely insane that they're sitting at 2-0. You take the win, you put it in your back pocket, and you get ready for Atlanta on Sunday night. And that's just it, the way it goes. You don't apologize. You don't say you're sorry. You don't listen to the BS that's coming out of Cincinnati and maybe nationally. The Chiefs are on top of this football world, and the rest of the NFL is tired of it, and there ain't nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah, I think the best thing about the NFL season is that, what do we say at the beginning of the year? If the Chiefs win against the Ravens and Cincinnati, the AFC is over.
It's over. Who's the biggest competitor right now? It's got to be Buffalo this week, right? I mean, yeah, this week in the wheel of competitors, Buffalo?
Them in Houston.
Or is it Pittsburgh? Has scored 1 touchdown, but yet somehow is 2-0.
And Dusty, when we said that the AFC was over, we'd expect one of those, or at least probably both of those two teams, Cincinnati and Baltimore, to be at least 1-1.
At least 1-1. Like the Ravens yesterday, we were I was on the big screen for a little bit towards the end of the end of the game, and we're all kind of watching at the stadium yesterday. But how you give up 13 points in the fourth quarter to an Oakland team is unbelievably unbelievable, man. Like, Baltimore is built on their defense, and you're facing some guy named Gardner Cashew, and you allow that gentleman in his jean shorts to score 13 points on you. Baltimore, fraud! 0-2.
It's wild. I know the NFL is a long season. I mean, Houston's legit.
Good. Houston's really good.
I think Buffalo, you have to respect a little bit more than you want to, because
you do.
Who are they doing it with?
They're doing it with nobody. And Josh Allen's having a nice season already. That guy, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. They're playing great. Sometimes you get rid of people and it's better.
And the other thing, too, is that they came from behind against Arizona. Okay. And they got to play a really exposed Miami team. So I guess if you looked at it from a perspective of, let's take a look back and see who they really should have to worry about. Obviously, they're themselves are the only ones for the Chiefs. But, I mean, in the AFC, tiebreak over Baltimore doesn't matter. Cincinnati, tiebreak over them doesn't matter. That team's about 2 more losses away from imploding.
Baltimore and Cincinnati are both 0-2 right now.
That's insane.
They're both 2 games behind Pittsburgh already in their own division.
And Cleveland's 1-1.
Cleveland's 1-1. Who'd Cleveland beat yesterday? Say it. Jacksonville.
Yeah.
What did I tell you when Etienne fumbled that football out of the end zone? They just threw away their season.
Season's over.
And now they're sitting at 0-2.
I also saw something that said, I think it was James Palmer, and he said that Trevor Lawrence hasn't won a football game since last Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's wild.
Oh, my gosh, because they lost like 6 or 7.
Yeah, they did. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I think I can find the tweet. It said something. It was very poetic. Yeah,
that thing is done. Doug Peterson's starting to look like the emperor with no clothes. He's walking around in nothing but a bathrobe.
Yeah, they just paid him.
Oh,
Trevor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't. I mean, they paid Dak, too. How'd he do yesterday?
Oof.
You want to start about talking about people just because you pay somebody? My God, this league has made more mistakes in paying people than they made smart decisions, especially at the quarterback spot. Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott yesterday, really good ROIs on their contracts. Like, especially Jacksonville. If you're Jacksonville right now and you're looking at what you got at quarterback,
Yeah, you don't have what they have in Arizona. Just saying.
Oh, God. Marvin Harrison Jr. finally found him. Hey, I'm Marvin. Hi. Nice to meet you. Throw me the football, okay? Okay. Make your job easier.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here, Kyler.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.